Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We've been looking at the Lord who heals you. One of His names, one of God's compound names, is Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord, your healer. And we started looking at this and we found out some people say, errantly, they say that sickness is a blessing in disguise. That's not the truth. It's never the truth. It's never a blessing. Not in my life, not in your life, in no one's life. Sickness is never a blessing. It's part of the curse. And we've been redeemed from the curse. But the Bible says that God, in Psalm 103, verse 3, He forgives all my iniquities and heals all of my diseases. Well, if He forgives all my sin and makes me righteous, righteous enough to get into heaven, why can't I believe that He forgives and He forgives my sins and He also heals every one of my diseases? Every sickness. And so we've got to get to that place where we believe it. And we've been looking at Psalm 103, verse 3. Let's pick it up again in the service, because you got to receive it. Like you receive salvation, you have to receive healing. It's there, it's available. It's part of the benefits of serving God. Because in verse 2, He says this. He says, forget not all the benefits in God. So let's pick it up right now in the service.
Healing is available, but I've got to go and receive it. And the way you receive it is the same way you got into heaven. Listen, how do you get into the kingdom? He said, if you believe in Romans 10, 9 and 10, He said, if you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved.
That's right.
So you believe it and you speak it. I get into heaven. Now I'm in heaven and I want to operate a different way. Why? Why? You operate in the kingdom language of God. You believe and you say it. You believe it and you speak it.
Amen.
Well, what happens if I don't believe it? Well, then you've got to start working on your believer. That means you've got to start reading the Bible. You've got to start confessing out of your mouth. You've got to start asking God to reveal and show you things. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 that God will show you and He'll give you a revelation of who He is and what He does. God's not withholding anything from us. He's not trying to cover our eyes and blind us so we don't see the truth. That's the devil. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says the God of this world systems, that's the devil. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the people so they don't see the glorious light of the gospel. God's not hiding the gospel. He said, I've come to preach a gospel. Did He not? So it's the devil hiding the truth. And so you've got to bind him out of your life and you've got to choose to believe.
Amen.
You've got to choose to believe. Like, I believe I'm saved, I choose to believe I'm healed. And let me tell you what, I don't have a doctor and I don't intend getting one. I've got Dr. Jesus and that's where it is. And that's where it stays. And I haven't had a doctor in 40 years. That's because of Jesus, not because of me. Amen. Amen. And so people, they say, you know, healing is like a blessing. I mean, sickness is a blessing in disguise. How can that be? How many of you like sickness? Anybody? Who wants to be blessed today? I've got some sickness up here in a vial. I want you to just swallow it. Any of you want a blessing? What kind of a blessing is in sickness? It hurts you. It takes your money. It makes you bedridden. All the people around you are affected. The family are concerned and worried. You can't earn a salary. You don't have a job. And if the country's in bad shape, you can't draw any kind of salary or anything. I mean, where's the blessing in sickness?
Well, you know, if I didn't get that cancer, I wouldn't have turned to God.
You didn't have to get cancer to turn to God. You could have just turned to God. And incidentally, if God was the one who put the sickness on you, who's the one who healed you? God. So he puts it on and he takes it off. We got a very confused God. Now, we'll get there in a minute. And I'm going to show you. Because a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. He can't be putting it on you and taking it off you. He'd have to come crashing down. Out of his own mouth, he said those words. A kingdom divided against itself, even Satan divided against himself, cannot stand. That's what God said. Amen. You think Satan's going to be kind? You think he's going to come and say, oh, come on, you look like you've had a rough week. I'll leave you for a few minutes. He can't wait for your hands to be dropped down and you're ready for the knockout. He's going to swing. He ain't going to say, oh, Shane, cut him some slack. If he can get you, he'll take you. And why hasn't he done it so far? Because you're still in Christ and Christ is taking care of you. And so he forgives all your iniquities and he heals all of your diseases. And in order to be scriptural, we need to be scriptural. How many of you believe we need to believe the scriptures rather than man? So in order to be scriptural, you need scripture. Put my picture up, please. Here's where you're going to find the scripture. You see that? I'm going to read verse 3 out of the Passion. Listen to what it says here. Verse 3, Passion Translation. You kissed my heart with forgiveness. How do you like that? In spite of all I've done. Have you ever wondered, how can God even like me? Come on, you've all been where I've been. I mean, are you serious? God actually likes me? Yeah, he loves you. Look what it says. You kissed my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done. You've healed me inside and out from every disease. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you should get that. Take a picture of that and stick it on your fridge, stick it on your mirror, stick it on your car, stick it wherever you go and read stuff like that. That's how you get your believer up. The Voice translation says, despite all your many offenses, he forgives and releases you. More than any doctor, he heals your diseases. Yes, amen. That's like just calling it, man. Isn't that the truth? Yes. And then in the International Standard Version, he says, he continues to forgive all your sins. He continues to forgive all your sins. That's why 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He continues to forgive all your sins. He continues to heal all those diseases. I mean, we're talking about God. We're talking about scripture. And so God is the one who's healing us. I'm going to show you one thing, and because of time, not too bad. Luke 5. In Luke 5, if you want to turn there, Luke 5, Luke at Luke. Do you remember the man that was sick with a palsy? He was an invalid, a crippled, and he couldn't walk anything. And they wanted to get him to Jesus. And they took him to the house that Jesus was ministering in. And the Bible says that it was so full because of the press and the crowd, they couldn't get him in. So his buddies took him up onto the roof and they ripped open the tiling. And they let him down on his cot, boom, 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 right at Jesus' feet. The Bible says Jesus saw their faith. Jesus saw their faith. You know, Jesus saw the woman's faith when she put the farthing, remember, into the offering. He was watching. He saw her faith. And he blessed her and he said, that woman has put more than all of these rich folks together. He saw their faith. God is looking for faith. He says when he comes back to the earth, will he find faith? And you better say, yes, Lord, you're going to find faith. I'm going to be a faith person. And so they let him down through the roof. Verse 20, look what it says. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Now, before that, verses before that, the Bible says The power to heal was present. Are you listening? Listen carefully. The power to heal was present. I want you to know, I'm not Jesus. Neither are any of you. But he said, my believers will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The power to heal is present. Oh God. The power to heal is here, present in this room right now. Remember, Jesus said, the works I do, you'll do, and even greater works, because I'm going to be with my Father. The power to heal is present. And the thing about it is, Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit who went about healing people. Because the Holy Spirit came on him. Well, we received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit came in us now. And now we have the anointing ability and the power to heal is present. I don't care what the doctor said. It makes no difference what anyone said. The presence of God is here. And the power to heal is present. Tell your neighbor, say this, power in the house today. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, man, your sins are forgiven you. 21. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Wow. They knew something. They knew only God can forgive sins. Yay for them. Come on. They got it right. They hit the mark right there. When they said, who can forgive sins but God? They were speaking the truth. But they didn't recognize God in their presence. They didn't recognize the Messiah who came to visit. They didn't recognize a Messiah who came to save our lives. They missed it completely. Who but God can forgive sins? Yes. Yes, you're right. Verse 22, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? Verse 24, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go home. Immediately he rose up before them. Immediately. I mean, like, wow, God is cool. Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And the people said after that, we have seen nothing of this sort before. And they all began to glorify God. You see, healing gets glory for God, not sick. Amen. 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 Devil brings healing. I mean, sickness. God bring healing. Amen. I want you to say this. Devil bad. God good. You think you can remember that the rest of this week? Say sickness bad, healing good. Think you can remember that? And we're not even talking about the fact that you've been redeemed from the curse, which covers every sin. We're going to get to that next week, because I'm going to take this step by step, and we're going to see people are going to be completely free from sickness. You're not going to have to rely on medication. You're going to trust God. Now, don't stop taking medication until you know that you know that you know that you know that God has said, okay, you're healed, and you know. And you could fight me like for salvation. Amen. When you get to that point, then you can talk about it. You go discuss it with your doctor as well. Amen? I'm not getting kooky out there. But it works. God's word works. Everyone say, God's word works. So now watch this. He says to him first, he says, man, your sins are forgiven you. They say, who can forgive sin but God? And he says, you're right. But in order to show you that I am God, take up your bed and walk. I want you to notice something right over here. The first thing that Jesus said was, your sins are forgiven. He forgives all your iniquities. And he heals all your diseases. He forgave the man all his iniquities and he healed all of his diseases. You see how scripture lines up with scripture? And he only showed them that the man could get up and walk after he had said, your sins are forgiven you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.